Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were lower across the board here to finish today, down about 2 cents in the December corn. They traded as low as $3.64 and then closed at $3.67. So a little bit of a rebound there, not really big. But we did go through the lows from about 8 trading days ago. We have not gone back down to the August 12th report day lows. That's still about 10 cents below the current market price. Beans were lower as well, down about a penny and a half in November's of 872 and a half. That was about 7.5 cents off the lows today of 865. And then wheat futures made new contract lows today with the December Chicago wheat trading down 6.75 at 479.5. And then the Kansas City December wheat down 7.5 at 474.75. The most disappointing thing for the wheat futures was that the market made new contract lows. So you'll probably get some additional long liquidation on those new lows to hit some sell stops. And also trend following funds will likely keep adding to that short position. All of those things make the market sort of feed on itself continue its move lower. Now, outside markets such as the U.S. dollar were a little bit higher. Dow Jones is up 150, and crude oil is up around $1.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Several private forecasters have updated their corn and bean crop production estimates. FC Stone increased their yield by about 0.9 bushels an acre, up to 165.9 for the corn crop. And that increased overall production to 13.457 billion bushels, higher than their last estimate, but still quite a bit below the USDA, which was at 13.686 billion bushels. In FC Stone's bean estimate, 45.4 bushels an acre, or just under 3.791 billion bushels. The USDA is at 3.916. So both of those numbers are less than the USDA. Now, it's rumored that Informa will release tomorrow their newest numbers tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. We will see if that happens. And then also tomorrow morning, 7:30 a.m., the Stats Canada July quarterly July stocks report is going to be released. It's estimated that all wheat will be 6.5 million metric tons, lower than last year's 10.4 million metric tons. Again, that is tomorrow morning, 7:30. Also in the morning, exports, wheat's expected to be 250,000 to 500,000 metric tons, new crop corn 500,000 to 700,000, and beans 700,000 to 900,000.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, October live cattle down a dime at 141.22, December down 30 at 143.32. October feeder cattle up 97 at 196.30, November up 130 at 187.62. October lean hogs up 180 at 69.77, December up 170 at 64.67. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat down 7.5 at 474.75. March down 7 at 488.75. December Chicago wheat down 7.25 at 479. December corn down 1.5 at 367.5. March down 1.5 at 378.75. November soybeans unchanged at 874. January down 0.75 at 878. October cotton down 40 at 63.18. December down 21 at 62. 52-49. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.